All right, Jabal, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off. Good. 169. Thank you. Middle of page 169. Ki lo yanuach v'lo yishkot ad im kila hadavar lahashlimam. So remember again, yesterday the Ramchal introduced us to this beautiful idea that each of us has a fire on the inside. And when that internal fire is ignited, it manifests itself in an external zrizos. Ki lo yanuach v'lo yishkot adim kila hadavar lahashlimam. The job of the Jew is not to rest and not to remain quiet until the matter is completed. As sarach lahaniya as a isha besochinu, hakuzari omer shehudim sadim. Actually, the next paragraph, let's pick up va'omnam, because remember we did that story with the rabbi whose congregants tried to fill him with an non-Jewish child. Va'omnam, his boning. Shekmosha as rizos utoledes haizlatos hapanimis. Suppose, remember again, what we were speaking about yesterday was that, as I just mentioned before, that external zrizos is a manifestation of that internal passion. Because I'm passionate on the inside, that manifests itself in my willingness and my desire to do things quickly and decisively. But if we contemplate this a little bit more, so we'll realize shekmo shazrizos he toledes haislatos hapanimis, that the same way that zrizos ultimately again is a manifestation of that internal passion or fire. Kilomar shemitoch kach shiyesh hislatos panimis kal livnos esazrizos. So the same way that we said before, that where there is this internal fire, so it is easier to be able to build external zrizos. But now Rav Kashtia writes, v'kam hafoch, the opposite is also true. Mehazrizos yulad hislatos. So now what we're seeing is both ways are correct. The same way that internal zrizos, internal passion, could go ahead and yield external zrizos. We'll say, you know, sometimes the great challenge is that I don't feel internal passion, right? Sometimes that's, I know that it's there, but I just can't feel it. Excuse me. I just can't feel it. So what the Rav Kashtiel points out over here is that sometimes acting with zrizos fans that internal flame. This, we'll say, is a yisod that we've seen many times in the Mesilas Yisham already. Sometimes, to feel a certain way, you first have to act a certain way. Do the behaviors, and the feeling comes afterwards. Now again, the Ramchal member starts out by saying, sometimes you could feel the feelings first, and the feelings yield the behaviors, but sometimes, again, you have to go ahead and do the behaviors first, the behaviors yield the feelings. Me'azrizos, four lines up from the bottom on 169, me'azrizos yivalei taislatos. From the zrizos, from the actions of zrizos, sometimes that fans or that awakens the internal flame, the internal passion. Zemin ma'agal shekazeh. This is like a little bit of a circle. So in the circle is internal passion, internal fire, and external zrizos. The shayla just is, which one am I starting with? Right? Which one ultimately, again, is the one that starts the cycle? Vazrizos sheichitzonis. Ultimately, again, this resource, which is external, has the ability to go ahead and help the passion, which is internal. Lama. So he writes over the last two lines, page 169. Because ultimately, again, from this resource, will be born the hislatos, the internal passion. Vainu. Because if when performing mitzvos, so we go ahead and we feel ourselves in perpetual motion, we feel ourselves constantly accomplishing and doing. Top of page 170. Because we'll say, if a person goes ahead and pushes himself behaviorally, pushes himself externally, pushes himself ultimately again to be zariz, then what that will do is it'll awaken that internal desire to be passionate, that internal desire to have that fire, that internal desire to move. who knows in koach v'chomer bi'ira la'energia, who goreim le'islatus. This is a very important yisod, because at the end of the day, when I act a certain way, when I act with my zerizos, that awakens within me this passion, this desire, this incredible fire. Zeh goreim she'tivar tenu aso ha'pinimis. We both say, by acting with external zerizos, it causes ultimately, again, that my internal passion, my internal desire, my internal fire is awakened. So listen to what he writes over here. It's Rav Kashtiel. Zechor Bosa, I just want to tell you, this is an incredible yisod. Because when we read in yesterday's shir, we were speaking about the idea that each of us has this fire, and that fire, that internal ish, that internal zrizos, ultimately spurs and creates external zrizos. And the truth is, when we learn it, we think to ourselves, that's nice, but just, you know, I have to tell you something. I'm not feeling that internal fire, right? I'm feeling a little bit tired, right? I'm not feeling the fire. I'm going to do it. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to keep. It's part of the yisod of the Jews. I'm going to keep moving, but I can't tell you that I feel passionate on my inside. To which the Ramchal says, that's okay, because sometimes you need like a jump start. Sometimes the way, so we'll say, like Lamash Lamad Ravadoma, that if the car is not starting, sometimes what you need to do is you need to go from the outside in. You need to bring the jumper cables from the outside, connect them to the battery, jumpstart them from something outside of the engine. So the same is sort of over here. So sometimes the fire is there. But yes, quite often it happens. I know that it's there. I don't feel that it's there. So how do I awaken that fire? External results. When I am externally, behaviorally, zariz, when I go ahead, and if I start a mitzvah, I jump on it, and I finish it, and I do it quickly. Again, yes, because this is the slave cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also because I realize that the more time I allow to elapse on any particular mitzvah, the greater the probability won't get accomplished. When I live a life of zizus, that jump starts the internal fire. That jump starts the internal ish. So he tells a story. Zacharli b'tzirusi. I remember in my, Rav Kashtiel speaking, I remember in my youth, Sharaisi avrech mevugar mimenu b'kama b'kama shanim. I saw a boy, an avrech, a young man, who was, Rav Kashtiel is describing something he saw in his youth. So I saw in my youth a young man who was much older than me. Now again, you know, when you're little, you know, much older is a very relative statement. So sounds like I saw a young man in his late teens, and what happens? His pa'alti mimenu. I was always amazed by this guy. Ki hu hayaratz kalazman. He was always running. When he would walk to the base medrash, he would never walk one step at a time. He would take a couple of steps at a time. There were times where he was just always running. So Kashtura, I was always amazed by this because I never really saw people who just were always running. The guy is literally always running. He says, "Kavazman hisponantibo." All my time I was thinking about this. Al ech shu kavazman ras. As a child, it struck me that this guy, right, this guy who's older than me, is always running. I never quite got it. Acharei kama shanim amruli shu niye rav gadol. So I found out later on, when I found out like what he was doing, I found out that he became a great Rav. So what Rav Kashtiel is, 170, middle of the page, what Rav Kashtiel is remarking on is something that he observed in his youth that clearly represented a behavior that allowed for this person to accomplish something in the spiritual realm. I saw that he was always running. I saw that he was always moving. And so again, it turns out that he became great in his own way. Ach im yisnai bikvedos. So we'll say, so this is the great secret of zrizos. The great secret of zrizos, Rav Osai, is that it's not, what's so amazing about this is, this is not a new concept of zrizos. I think many of, I can't say that. I know. I have profoundly misunderstood this concept until I learned the Ramchal. Because all my life I always thought that the whole idea of zrizos is just do something quickly, because it's a great display of kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which, by the way, is not untrue, it's absolutely true, but there's something so much deeper. Zrizus, and we're going to see this, is a way of life. Zrizus is a mantra. Zrizus represents Eish, represents Ish. Zrizus is the way, ultimately, again, that we awaken that fire on the inside. And if I awaken that fire on the inside, there's no telling what I could accomplish. It says, Ach, im yisnai bikvedus. If a person acts or lives life, behaves in a heavy way. Again, I will say this is Adama, right? This is Adama. This is Adam. So this heaviness, there's a lack of movement and a lack of desire to move. This is a very scary statement. If a person lives an external behavioral life of kvedos, over time, the fire, now his lashon is tishak of a tichbe, the fire could be extinguished. The fire could be extinguished. Now, I'm not arguing under Ramchal, but I think that there's a different approach as well, which is lav dafka that the fire is extinguished. Fire is never extinguished. It's just that the more kvedos, the more heaviness I act with, and the more heaviness I go ahead and I deal with, lamaisa, again, the more dormant the fire becomes, the less vibrant and strong and illuminative the fire becomes. So Michal says, by the way, you don't have to believe me about this. You could just look around and you could see it for yourself. We could all see that we already know that one who wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu even more, who will say more than we want to serve God with our body, the neshama and the leiv yearn to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Let's just read one more line, then we'll stop. Zos Omeres, well, this I just mentioned to you before, but let's see it inside. Shazrizus he lo rak inyan techni. So what does this teach us? What do we learn from all this? That Zrizos is not simply just a technical issue about how to perform mitzvos. Elazeh hamachus shakol ha'avol. Listen to this strong statement. But rather, Zrizos is the essence of the entirety of avodas Hashem. Ki ma'us ha'avod b'sofo shal davar. Because I will say, at the end of the day, the essence of all of our avodas Hashem and all of our personal avodah is to refine ourselves. That's the goal. The goal of life. The goal, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here? Right? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here? Why don't you just leave me in Shemayim? My neshama is pure, it's good. I'm not committing an error. Just leave me there. But say, because what's the yisod of life? The yisod of life is to allow the neshama the opportunity to show that it could take in guf and it could refine it. That it could take a guf and it could elevate it. That it could take a guf and it could go ahead and raise it up into something significant and beautiful. That's the job. That's the avod in this world. So Zrizos, we see, therefore, is not just simply a technical issue about how to perform mitzvos, but rather Zrizos becomes an entire approach to refining the self. He says, "Hi zua teshuka, zua chepetz v'haratzon." Zrizos represents the ultimate yearning, and Zrizos represents the ultimate goal. The goal, Leif Rabbo says, is not just to become Zoriz in a behavioral fashion, but the goal is to allow our external Zrizos ultimately again to shape our internal Zrizos. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with this idea tomorrow.